Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. I want to echo what Pastor Benj said yesterday. Chuck, Benj, and I are just honored that you would join us on these podcasts. If you're new to them, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is that they would be encouraging and refreshing to you. And literally every week, we hear from people that have made it part of their drive time or they've made it part of their daily routine. So thanks for doing that. And as always, if they are helpful, please feel free to share them with your friends, with your family, with coworkers, and just see this as an opportunity to make an intentional investment in somebody else's life. You can go to sugarhill.church/WDP for weekday podcast, or oftentimes you can find it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/sugarhillchurch, or on our personal pages. Mine is facebook.com/Bobby McGraw. Pastor Chuck's is /A Chuck Allen. And Pastor Benj's is facebook.com/benj.smith.98. And you can just use those links on there and just share them with anybody that you feel like could be encouraged by it. Recently, my wife and I had a conversation that chances are you've had as well. We had this conversation where it seems like the margin in our life has disappeared during the season. We absolutely love everything we're involved in, but we recognize that we don't have unlimited energy, we don't have unlimited time, and so we're in a season where we really need to take a deep breath and focus on what are the things that God has specifically called us to do. Chances are you've had one of those conversations recently in your head or with somebody else, because in our culture, it is so common to be stressed out, to be overcommitted, to feel like we don't have any free space in our life at all. And so today on the podcast, I want to give you this one little reminder. And here's the reminder. You have just enough time to do what God wants you to do. You have just enough time to do what God wants you to do. Here's what that means practically. It means if we're stressed out, if we're burnt out, if we feel like, man, we just can't get our breath, it means that one of these two things are true. Number one, it either means we're doing things that God doesn't intend for us to do, or number two, it means we're doing things that God has intended us to do, but we're doing them in the wrong way. See, what I believe is God would never give you something to do and then not give you the time to do it. And so in my life, I have to take a step back and I have to ask myself, am I doing too much, or am I wasting time on stuff that doesn't really matter? And so my encouragement to you today is wherever you find yourself, either doing stuff that God doesn't intend you to do or doing it the wrong way, I want to encourage you today to enjoy the moment you're living in now. Recently, I read a book that talked about the importance of now. Yesterday is behind us. The future isn't guaranteed. All we have are the moments that are right now. Everyday moments are made up of like these 3-second encounters where we have to decide, am I going to enjoy this moment now? Too many times I've fallen victim to the when and then mentality. The when and then mentality is this. Oftentimes we believe when we achieve some goal, then we'll be happy. That goal can be different for all of us. For some, it's graduation. For some, it's marriage. For some, it's a financial goal. But here's what's true is that you won't be happy then. The lie is that when you get there, then you'll be happy. But what I've found in my own life is that you enjoy reaching that goal for just a little bit. Sometimes it's minutes or days, but often it's just seconds. And then if you're not careful, you'll start asking yourself, what's next? And that cycle just repeats itself, when and then, when and then. And so today, if you're worn out, if you feel like you're burnt out, if you feel like you're stressed out, I believe God wants something more for you. If you're carrying some load that feels impossible, it's not from Jesus. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew 11. He says, "Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. The load I give you to carry is light." Every moment we have is a gift from God Himself. Don't waste it. Don't allow yourself to get distracted by it, but seek to know what He wants you to do today and prioritize your day to get that thing done. I'll be praying for you today that you'll be encouraged and strengthened. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast.